Sonny Chiba was a prolific actor known for his Japanese martial arts movies. His movements were brutal, his facial expressions fearsome as he punched and kicked his way through more than 100 films. Chiba died this week in a hospital in Japan due to complications from COVID-19. He was 82. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
You know how in the movie Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson has that big speech that goes,
"And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and fury."
Well, writer and director Quentin Tarantino cribbed it from a 1973 Sonny Chiba movie known in the U.S. as The Bodyguard.
"And they shall know that I am Chiba, the bodyguard, when I shall lay my vengeance upon them."
There, Chiba plays a vigilante who shares his name, pummeling Japan's drug overlords. Chiba's follow-up movie was 1974's The Street Fighter, his big international debut, and a violent and bloody one at that. Scenes like the one where he punches a guy so hard on the head that the movie cuts to an x-ray shot of his skull cracking and then back to the guy spurting blood earned the Street Fighter an X rating in the U.S. Sonny Chiba was born in 1939. He studied martial arts and started working on screen for a Japanese kids' TV show. He went on to have a prolific career in action movies and TV shows in Japan, and he got wider recognition in the U.S. when Tarantino continued to pay tribute by casting him as retired swordsmith Hattori Hanzo in the Kill Bill movies.
"You must have big rats. You need Hattori Hanzo's steel."
For many fans of the genre, Sonny Chiba sits comfortably at the top of a mountain of broken bones. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.